Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, well, hats off to UCLA and Coach Kelly. They did a nice job. That's a really good football team. All three phases, extremely sound. And, you know, I was proud of our guys, the way they fought. You know, we talked about, you know, over the bye week of making sure we're trying to flip our turnover margin and make sure we're protecting the football better and getting the ball back on defense. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that tonight. You know, losing 2-0 in the turnover battle there. And, you know, ultimately, I think that was a big difference. You know, we don't turn the ball over there. We finish some drives, put some more points on the board. And then, of course, if we're able to get some more takeaways, less points for them. But proud of the guys, how they fought. And we're right there. But we have to keep pushing. We have to keep working. We got to keep growing. We got to keep developing. And we got to stay united and go back to work tomorrow. Questions?
Jimmy, just, you know, mentioning the turnover situation, you know, with Dylan throwing a couple picks, do you think you need to consider a change at quarterback?
Not at this point. No, I do not. You know, we got to go back and watch the film and see exactly how it went down. And so, you know, there's always, we're not going to play perfect, but we got to see how our protection was. We got to see how the route was. I mean, interceptions aren't always on the quarterback. And so just to, you know, knee jerk reaction, go, oh, the interception's on the quarterback. Sometimes it can be on the protection and a guy's in his face and he's not able to step into the throw. And sometimes it's on the pass catcher going up for the football or whatever it may be. So, you know, we'll continue to take a look at all that.
There's been a couple opportunities for him on deeper throws where he's underthrown and maybe hasn't led the receiver enough. Is that something you guys have seen in practice? Does he convert those plays more regularly? Has that been a concern?
No, it hasn't been a concern. We've seen, I mean, I just showed a bunch of plays over the bye week of him throwing dimes for touchdowns and, you know, against our defense and against our starting defense and against our scout team. And so that hasn't been an issue whatsoever.
Jimmy, did the tackling concern you tonight? It looked like you guys were in position a lot, but we're bringing the guys down.
Yeah, there was some tackling for sure. And, you know, give those guys some credit. They got good running backs. They have a good quarterback who's extremely elusive. And but we definitely got to tackle better. We got to swarm better. Yeah, there's no question. You know, we give up over 200 yards. We got to clean some stuff up.
You guys have stopped the run here for a lot of years, and to struggle in that department, how frustrating is that for you as a defensive coach, knowing what this program does?
Yeah. You know, there's a few teams here that have leaned on the run game and, you know, haven't thrown it very much. When they run the ball, obviously more, they're going to get some more yards. And that's been the case here for a few of our games, but we definitely got to be better. We got to be way better. And, you know, it starts with us coaches making sure we put these guys in good position to stop the run. And, you know, it's the nature also of our conference and some of the teams that we're playing and how they're changing what they're doing. Offenses are evolving. And, you know, we entered the conference in 2014. It was a lot of spread and a lot of pass. And, I mean, you guys see it. If you're watching, there's a lot more runs going on across the whole conference. Teams are becoming more run-based. And you're seeing a lot of teams giving up more rushing yards. And so we got to be better at it. We got to make sure we're tackling better and then also make sure we're putting our guys in position to slow it down.
Are you surprised you're losing both sides of the
start over? Sorry about that.
Are you surprised you were losing the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, what I want us to be better at is taking care of the football and getting the ball back. I think, you know, we were able to move the ball well offensively, and then we had a few drives stopped because of turnovers. Yeah, I think, and I know we're gonna score more points if we don't turn that ball over there. You know, we're playing some really good teams. There's good teams in this conference, and it goes back and forth. You know, we're dominating the line of scrimmage, and they dominate the line of scrimmage. And these are all have been slugfest, and I'm sure they're going to continue to be slugfest as we go out throughout the conference. You look at these first three games, they could have gone either way, just like our Cal game could have gone either way. The Oregon State game could have gone either way, and then just tonight could have gone either way. It's a slugfest going back and forth. And I think it's going to be like that. And it's been like that in the whole conference. And so it's a tough fight. I'm proud of our guys. They know they're close. We just got to get back to work.
You mentioned the evolution of the offenses and the conference is kind of a long-term thing. Do you think that the defense adjustment is also going to be a long-term thing, or is that something that you guys can do in the short term?
No, I don't think it's a long-term thing. No, I don't think so at all. No, it's you just see the nature of our conference changing, and really college football and college football. I mean, it's changing, and we've known it's been changing. You're just not seeing the completely wide open, spread open attacks very much. You're seeing more of a run based offense. As defensive coaches, we always have to react because we have to be able to deploy what the offense is trying to do to us, and we got to do a better job. Obviously,
changes start on defense.
Where do those changes start? Well, I'm not going to get into exact schematics and announce it to the world, but it starts with us coaches making sure we're putting our guys in better position.
Touchdown on fourth down the goal line. What did you see? Did the officials say anything to you on that?
Their touchdown on the fourth and one. Yeah, they had mentioned that they were just talking through the mechanics of how they called the play down. And, you know, no one called it a touchdown right away. And then they ran in there and they conversed and said that he went across the line. Of course, from my view, I thought he got stopped and his momentum stopped and he was short. But they called it a touchdown.
After that second interception by Dylan, you guys came out. Still with two high safeties, 15 yards deep. At what point do you make a change and bring somebody down into the box to stop the run?
They start off like that, and then they rotate down.
Getting ZTF back, what was kind of the plan on how best to integrate him, obviously, with him not playing football, you know, for 6 months?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we wanted to be so – everything's always the best interest in the health of our players, and so – coming back from such a devastating injury like that, we had a plan with the trainers, the doctors, with him, how he was feeling. It was going to be limited reps. There was no way we're going to send him out there and just play, you know, 80, 100 snaps. Of course, we would love to see him play that much because he did make a difference while he was out there. But we had a plan to keep it very, very limited. And thankfully, he came out of the game healthy. And he'll come back and get stronger and more healthy as another week goes by. And I can see here moving forward every game, he'll get more and more and more reps.
A lot this season about needing to put guys in better position to be successful. Do you think you have the right staff in place to make that happen?
Yes.
In the first half, Kamari had two carries, and then the second he had seven. Was that the plan all along, or what was the decision behind that?
We rotate our backs, and so our plan is always to rotate those guys. Sean had a bunch of carries, and you know we want to get somebody fresh in there, and it looks like it worked there for a little while. Still wasn't enough, but we always want a fresh running back going out there.
54-yard field goal at the end of the half. Did you guys think about maybe putting someone back to possibly return?
We didn't. So that was an interesting one there. We were actually ready for any and everything on that. We thought there might be a fake right there. So I was more worried about a fake than actually trying to return it. And that's where our head was at that time.
Jimmy, that first touchdown was kind of controversial when they your reaction to it didn't, or when they scored, looked like maybe you didn't get in or not. I saw your facial reaction. It didn't seem like you liked the call. Can you take us through that and what you saw?
Is that the fourth down one that Kim asked about? Yeah, of course, I'm off. I don't have the angle they have, but, you know, both sideline guys didn't call it a touchdown. And then, you know, they go in there. We thought he got stopped short. But they called it a touchdown. So I don't, you know, they must have saw video evidence. We don't have the video evidence there on the field. But I felt like he was stopped short, but I'm sure once, you know, we'll go back and watch the video. And if he crossed the goal line, then it was a touchdown. I was hoping that he was short.
That same play. Normally when you're in a scrum like that, they call him down because of stop of forward progress.
Correct.
Did they tell you it was stop of forward progress?
I know. Well, no, they didn't tell me that.
They did blow a whistle.
What's that?
They did blow a whistle. And, I mean, if he's not down.
Yeah, you guys fight the case for me. That's what I mean. I don't know. I felt like he was short as well. They said they looked at it, and he went across the goal line. So I don't – there's nothing we can't control that. We were there fighting and scrapping. We've had a goal line stand before, you know, this year already. I thought that was going to be another one. But they called it a touchdown.
All right. Kamari, on those back-to-back runs, 32 yards and I think 15 yards, did the seas kind of open for you, or just what did you see on those runs?
I seen they came out nickel, and then I was just sticking to the keys that I do every single day in practice. And the hole opened up, made one guy miss, got into the secondary, and, you know, finished like that.
With the hurdle, is that something that you've done before?
I've never actually got the ability to do it in a game. So, like, I knew he was going to go low. And I was like, if he goes low, I'm going to jump over him.
What's the energy like for you guys after, you know, kind of starting the season not in the way you maybe anticipated?
We've been focused every single day, every single meeting, every week. And I think alongside the things that Trent was saying, just execution and finishing the games will turn our season around.
Did you guys feel like you had a good practice session leading into the game?
Yeah, definitely.
Why do you think it's been so difficult for you guys to just be consistent in terms of being able to pile up drives and points and things like that?
I think it's just finishing the plays at the end of it.
Last season, you guys played in a lot of close games, and this season the same way, but the results aren't kind of going your way. I mean, what can you point out something that maybe is the reason why that's happening?
Just finishing the plays, finishing our drives, and coming out with points. Because at the end of the day, when we put points on the board, it puts pressure on the other team.
How do you deal with the rotation of the running backs? Has it been difficult for you?
Oh, not at all. I believe in every single person in the room. And like I was telling them out there, we're doing this all together. And we're a team, and we're going to make this happen as a team every single time.
So why does run defense continue to be such an issue for you guys?
Yeah, I think it just comes back down to just execution. You know, guys are in the right spot, but we have to wrap up. And at the end of the day, we have to get them down. And so I feel like it's just a few minute details we have to clean up, and I think we can get it back going.
Was it surprising at all? They did some different kinds of stuff in terms of, you know, putting offensive linemen out wide and all this. Were you ready for that stuff schematically?
Yeah, I mean, all week we knew Chip Kelly was kind of a guy who makes things up and brings something new to the table all week. So, I mean, we were prepared for anything, but at the end of the day, you know, he threw some different things in there that we weren't ready for. So, like I said, it just comes back to execution and just lining up and playing ball.
What were some of the things that maybe caught you by surprise a little bit?
I don't know if it's any certain thing that caught us off surprise that we were like, whoa, we didn't see that coming. I think it just comes back to they just had a good game plan and they executed better than we did.
Just as a kind of a defensive leader on this team, how do you keep this team together after a 2-4 start?
Yeah, I think it just comes back to just keeping guys' heads up. You know, it's still a long season, and I know a lot of guys are disappointed because we have a lot of talent and we know we hope for a better season than this. But it just comes back to them being able to look at me and just knowing that we have to just get back to work. I mean,
are you a little stunned that you're 2-4?
I wouldn't say stunned. I think football, you never know what's going to happen. Definitely disappointed that we're here, but yet again, I can't let those emotions affect me. You know, I have to wake up tomorrow and get back to work and continue to play on Friday, the next day, and the next day after that, because the game of football is tough, and there's a lot of things that go wrong and a lot of things that we never expect to happen. So it's just about how you bounce back and the response to when things come at hand.
How hard is it to defend a quarterback like DTR?
It's always difficult to defend a mobile quarterback. I mean, they just, whenever the pocket collapses, they always have the ability to escape and get a few yards. So I think it just comes down to just being able to contain him and getting him down when he does scramble.
Can you describe what it was like to have Zion in there? And when he did come in, did you notice UCLA, you know, pointing him out or recognizing he was in there?
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a great energy with Zion back in there. You can tell he was super excited to get back in there and get a few plays in. And he did pretty well, that it looked like, for us. So it was kind of just somebody in there that got the juices going and kind of just somebody we can rally behind, because Zion is a big part of this defense. We're excited to have him back.
You guys still have half your season left. What can you do to turn it around?
I think it's just clean up the little details. I mean, we have so much talent. We're right there every week. I mean, it just comes down to a few plays, a few mistakes, and once we clean those up, I think we'll get back on track.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.